Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. Today's Chumash for Achremos, Monday, the Sheni portion, 162. As I pointed out yesterday, this is the Torah reading of Yom Kippur. The Yotza, verse 18, the Kohen Godol, following yesterday's offerings, goes out El HaMizbeach to the altar, Asher Lifnei Hashem, which is before Hashem, as Rashi points out. We all know there are two Mizbechot, or Mizbeachs. Mizbechot is in Hebrew, Mizbeachs is in English. There are two altars. There's the brass or copper altar upon which were brought the offerings. That was in the Mishkan, in the temple courtyard. And then there is the Mizbeach HaZohav, the golden altar, which is in the interior. That is the altar of incense. So here, the Kohen Godol on Yom Kippur, he goes out to the altar, which is before Hashem, the golden altar, the incense altar, v'chiper olav, and makes atonement for it. And here we have a very unusual event, which the Torah tells us about. Usually, anything having to do with sacrifices, any sprinkling, anything, is on the outer altar, on the sacrifice altar. The incense altar is for incense. Here, v'chiper olav, he makes atonement upon it, by taking midam hapor of the blood of the bull, or midam asorin of the blood of the goat, he mixes the bloods, v'nosan, and he applies it, al karnes hamizbeach, on the horns or the corners of the altar, sovi, roundabout. Rashi, el hamizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, ze mizbeach hazov, this is the golden altar, shulefnei Hashem, which is before Hashem, baheichol, in the temple. Ma Talmud Lamer v'yotza. In that case, what does it mean? He goes out. Fisha hiza hazois ala parochas, because he applied earlier the sprinklings upon the parochas, the veil. V'yomad min hamizbeach v'lifnim, and he stood inside from the altar inward. V'hiza, and he sprinkled. V'matnas hamizbeach, and for the sprinklings of the altar, iskike, he was required lotzis to go out min hamizbeach v'lachutz, to the outer area, and he begins from the northeast corner, moving along the altar to the exit. What is my kaparose? How does he do this? As it says in the Gemara Yoma, by the way, there's an entire tractate, Yuma or Yoma, which deals with that special day, Yoma's day. What's that special day? Yom Kippurim. And that's the tractate that deals with the Day of Atonement. 19, Behiza olav min adom, and he sprinkles upon it of the blood, Be'etzboi, with his finger, Shev apomim, seven times. V'tiarei, and he cleanses it, V'kitchei, and he sanctifies it, Mitumais b'nei Yisrael, from the impurities of the children of Israel. Behiza olav min adom, achar shenosan matonis, Be'etzboi, after he applies the sprinklings with his finger, al karnos on the corners, maze sheva hazois, he applies seven sprinklings al gabay upon it, upon its roof, upon its top. V'tiarei mimasha obar, of what has passed, any transgressions of impurity. V'kitchei la'osid lave, for the future. 20, v'chila, when he concludes, Mikaper es hakodesh, from making atonement for the holy place, v'es oyel meid, and for the tent of meeting for the mishkan, v'es hamizbeach, on the altar, v'hikriv, he then offers es hasoyer achai, the living goat. There were two goats. There was the living goat, and then there was the other goat. So he presents it. He brings it close. Not that he offers it, but he presents it. 21, V'somach Aharon, this is the goat of the Azazel. He's now dealing with that goat. V'somach Aharon, and Aharon shall lay his hands, eshtei yodav, both his hands, al reish hasoyer achai, on the head of the living goat, because the other goat had already been offered. We were sprinkling its blood. Now we're dealing with the Azazel goat. We talked extensively about the two goats yesterday. V'yisvado olav, and he will confess upon it as he holds his hands upon it. As kol avinei b'nei Yisrael, all of the sins of the Jewish people. Yes, kol pisheim, all of their transgressions. L'chol chateisam, for all of their sins. V'nosan eisam, and he will, so to speak, place the sins, al reish ha-soyer, upon the head of the goat. That's why this is called a scapegoat. This is the original scapegoat. V'shilach, and he will send his goat, and this is where Spielberg got the name of the movie, B'yad Ish E.T., Hamidbara, in the hands of a man called E.T., into the desert. I'm just kidding. E.T. means, from the word ace, time, into a man who was designated earlier for this task. He's the runner, like the FedEx guy, who's going to take the goat into the desert. So he's the E.T., the man of the hour. 21, Uva Aaron Elayom Be'edom, the Rabbi Seinu, our sages taught, She'ein zem became Mishal Mikrozeh, that this verse appears to be out of sequence. Actually, there is an important principle which teaches us, Ein Mugdam Uma'uchar Batorah. There is no sequence in the Torah. There is no chronological order in the Torah. Just because a verse comes before the other, it doesn't mean it happens before the other. In that case, why does it come before the other? Always having to do with lessons, never having to do with what actually happened in time. V'nosnu tam l'divreim. They presented, they gave a reason for their words, v'meseches yoma, in the tractate of Yoma, which deals with Yom Kippur. V'yomru kol ha'parsha kula nemar ha'sedin. They say that this entire section was said in sequence. Chutz mi biyazu, except for this statement of the Kohen Gadol coming in. She achar asiyas elase, which takes place after the making of his burnt offering, va'elas ha'om, and the offering of the people, va'haktoras emurei far v'soyer, and the burning of the inwards of the bull and the goat, shenasim b'chutz, which were done outside, b'bigdei zov, in golden garments. We learned yesterday that the Kohen Gadol changes back and forth and back, b'tevel, he then immerses himself in the mikveh, one of five immersions, Umikadish, and he sanctifies himself, Upeshton, he removes them, Belevish Big Day Lovin, and he puts on the white garments. Okay, still in Rashi. Uva El Ehel Mayid Lahitzi Es Hakaf, to remove the spoon, Yesamachta, and the censer. Shehiktir bohakteres, in which he burned the incense, lifnai v'lifnin, in the innermost holy. Ufoshat. We have to go to the next verse now. V'noso hasoir. V'noso hasoir olav, and this scapegoat will carry upon it as kol avinesam, all of their sins, El Eretz Gzeira, to a cut-off land. V'shilach, and he will send, Es HaSoyer, this goat, Bad Midbar, well into the desert. That's where the mountain of Azazel was. Uvo Aaron El Ohel Moed. At that point in time, Aaron enters into the Ohel Moed, into the tent of meeting. Uvo Shat Es Bigdei Habod, and he removes his linen garments, Asher Lovash, which he donned when he came in al HaKodesh, to the holy, and he places them there. Now we have this Rashi, top of the page here in this book. Ufoshat es bigdei habod, achar shehitziim, after he brought them out, v'levish, and he puts on bigdei zov, the golden garments, l'tomit shabbeinu harboyim, for the continual offering which is brought in the afternoon. That's when he does this. And here Rashi tells us, v'zehu seder avedis. If you want to know the exact order of what took place when, on Yom Kippur, tomid shel shachar, the first thing that always took place in the Beis HaMikdash is the daily offering. So the morning offering, b'bigdei zov, was brought in his garments of gold, in his garments of regalia, as he did every morning. Then he changed into the white garments, and he brought the bull and the goat into the inner and the incense of the censer, which we learned about. All the big day loving in the white garments, because these were Yom Kippur events. And then you had his ram and the ram of the people, and part of the additional Musaf offerings. You know, Yom Kippur, we have Musaf, just like we have Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov. These are with the golden garments. Then the removal of the spoon is with white garments. The remaining additional offerings. And the afternoon, daily offering, on the incense. With golden garments. So the order of the verses according to these services would be etc. Until this teaches us that after he finishes with these white garments, shetunim gnizet, that they have to be hidden away. And nobody ever uses them again. Even the high priest doesn't use them next Yom Kippur. But they are just put away. They're hidden, never to be used again. 24, and then he bathes his flesh in water, which means he immerses in the mikveh, in a holy place. And he puts his garments on. V'yotzi comes forth. And he brings his burnt offering and that of the people. And he makes atonement for himself, for the people. And as we learned earlier, this is done in the regular high priestly garb. 24. We learned, and he changes from gold to white. Tontrili requires immersion. And here we learn that when he changes from white to gold, he also requires immersion. Sanctified with the holiness of the courtyard, which was Bagag on the roof, base of Parva, the house of Parva, in that mikveh, was in the unsanctified mikveh. The eight garments of regalia, which he officiates, call Yom Hashana all year. He goes out of the temple, into the courtyard. Stated above, Umei Ace Adas B'nei Yisrael. End of today's Chumash portion.